What's cracking, y'all? It's Nipsey Hussle. You already know I'm rocking with my homeboy, Twin City Tone.
All right. Looks like we are live. Here we are together again on the Twin City Tone podcast. I'm your host, Twin City Tone. Follow me on our social media at Twin City Tone. My co-host, the lovely Lisa Moy, is here with me. Lisa, where can they follow you?
At It's Lisa Moy, M-O-Y.
That's right. And we appreciate all the new subscribers. Thanks to everybody who's been, tuning in and rocking with us. Make sure to hit that like button. We're live every Monday evening, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YouTube. And hit that notification bell so you are notified every time we go live. And shout out to all the people who don't tune into the videos, but they always listen on the audio format, you know, while they're in traffic or whatever. So we appreciate all you guys rocking with us, whether it's audio, video, whatever it is, we appreciate it. So here we are. Wiz might be joining us a little later. Maybe not. We shall see. Hopefully he does. But we're going to keep it moving either way. Shout out to Big Wiz. They'll follow him on all social media at BigWiz612 or at Big Wiz on Twitter. So we got a couple of things to talk about tonight, Lisa. Let's start out. Well, hey, happy 4th of July. Did you have a good 4th?
I don't celebrate the 4th of July, but I kicked it.
All right.
Okay. I went swimming, which I don't swim.
You don't swim?
At all.
No.
No, I don't know how to swim. So I put my feet in the water.
This like at a pool or at like a lake?
At the pool, at the pool in my house.
Do you ever get all the way in?
Yeah, I would. I feel like it's a waste of time because I can't swim. But I do like to be by the water.
Have you ever thought about taking swimming lessons?
I have. I really have. I haven't put too much into it, but
yeah,
I need to.
You should.
Old to not go home.
Yeah. Especially if you go to the beach or whatever, like when you go to Miami visit or whatever, you go to California, whatever, you get in the water, like, are you comfortable like at the beach in the water?
Yeah, it just, but not like all the way up though, like to my like waist.
Yeah. I can swim, but I don't even like, even at the beach, I don't go way out either because I don't know what's in the water.
No.
I don't know what's in the water. So.
So yeah, I sat by the pool, I put my feet in the water.
Yeah.
And I grilled a couple of things, but nothing too big. But Estat had a party last night, so I went to his party last night.
Okay. So it sounds like it was a 4th of July party.
No, it was a little black dress party. They didn't call it a July party. They don't.
Gotcha.
It's him, Chris Fam, Love, Lyskin Jermaine. They don't celebrate the 4th of July.
What's up with not celebrating the 4th? What is this?
Oh, they just...
Because it's not for black people. That's what we feel.
Yeah. Yeah. So they don't celebrate it. And Chris Fam he's Asian, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't celebrate it either. Yeah. He was the one really gunning for it to not be called a 4th of July celebration.
Okay. I still don't understand because, I mean, we're in America, but it is what it is, right?
Fine. What did you do?
I was pretty low key because my brother and his family are out of town. They went to Michigan. My sister-in-law is from Michigan, so they went to visit her family.
Nice.
So I just hung out with my mom. We made some food and it was low key. That's about
it.
I'm not big on fireworks. I'm kind of cool on that. Like, it's
I love
cool.
fireworks.
Yeah.
I do. I really love fireworks.
I mean, it's cool. Like, I don't know. I guess it was different. Like, maybe when, like, Deja was little, like, to take her to go see the fireworks. But, like, me, like, I'm probably not going to go and, like, drive somewhere to see fireworks.
No, I feel it. I would. If I didn't have nothing to do last night, I would have went to see some fireworks. Because I like fireworks.
Yeah. My dog, like, Reno, he's very scared of the fireworks. So, I don't want to, like, leave him alone. And like go watch fireworks and he's at the house like freaking out.
You terrified. Know what
I mean? He's terrified.
I feel so bad for dogs, like thunderstorms, like any type of loud, like my dog hates thunderstorms.
Yeah.
He hates fireworks.
Yeah.
He doesn't like plastic bags.
Yep.
Like he,
yep.
You know, the vacuum. He gets so terrified of all these like things that will not harm, well, fireworks will harm him if he got close to him, but yeah. These things that don't, will not harm him. He's just not, he's a scary dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. I didn't see fireworks, but shout out to everybody doing fireworks. I don't know. Sometimes they get a little annoying because it just goes on and on and on and on and on forever, but it is what it is. It's all good.
And I don't like homemade fireworks. Like, I don't like to go to the homeboy's house and watch them like do
stuff. No.
I'm not a fan of that.
You're talking about like the big, like the production.
Yeah, like the big show. Yeah, like professional.
But like somebody sitting in the backyard, like lighting off, you know.
Yeah, they're like, come by and we're going to light fireworks. I'm like, I'm good.
No. I feel it. All right. Well, first order of business. Let's talk about this. So Miss Nevada. This has been a topic, an ongoing thing for the past week. So Miss Nevada was crowned, and it's actually a transgender woman who won the pageant. And some people are happy about that, and some people are not so happy about that. They're saying it's not fair. And I think it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about with sports. Like, maybe there should just be, you know, a transgender pageant for transgender women, as opposed to a biological man competing against women in a pageant and winning, you know, because Lisa, some people are saying men are even better at being women than women now.
I guess it's what they're saying.
I don't know. But as a woman, like, how do you feel when you see things like this?
I can get a little bit of the comments when people say it's unfair. I can get that. You know, I'm not mad about a pageant, to be honest, because pageants are my thing. So when you're more passionate about stuff, obviously it hits you in a different way.
Right.
But because I'm not as passionate about pageants, but I can understand why some people are like, what is happening? Like, it's not fair. Like, what, like, it, cause it's not fair. It's not fair. It's a disadvantage. This person was born a biological man and competing in a biological woman competition.
Right.
I'm all for inclusivity, right? We want everybody to feel included. That's the thing when it comes to gender, when it comes to race, class, like, we want everybody to feel included. So I understand that 100%.
Yep.
And I know how people who might be from the transgender community might say, well, we're not being inclusive if we have a different category. If we have like male, female, and then transgender, we're not being inclusive, like, it's still division. And I get that too. It's just hard. It's a hard topic to discuss because I'm not a transgender person.
Right.
But I can also, I can empathize with them, again, wanting to be included in things. Like, if a transgender man or woman believes themselves to be a woman, I could see how they could be frustrated about not being able to compete or be involved in women activities. But then again, it's another side to that where it's like, but you weren't born a woman. I don't know. It's just so, I'm just so confused by it all. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
It's, how do you feel about it?
Well, now I think that a pageant is different than like a physical sport where like a biological man is like, we've talked about this before, is obviously stronger than a biological woman. Now in a pageant, it's not a strength competition or an athletic competition. It's a beauty competition. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest, when I saw Miss Nevada, I mean, that's a hell of a surgeon, because it's kind of, honestly, it's a little alarming, because if Miss Nevada Cad came up to me in the club and was talking to me. I'm being honest. And anybody out there who says otherwise, I think you're lying. Any guy that says they could tell, I don't think I could tell. I don't think I'd be able to tell.
I couldn't tell either from the picture. No.
And I watched an interview where they were talking.
She goes by she.
Well, but is she a she?
What if she wants to go by she?
Oh, that's right. And we respect everything, even people that say they choose their race and then they're that, right?
Gotta respect people. Why not agree? Hey, you don't have to agree.
I'm just gonna say Miss Nevada. So Miss Nevada, like I said, I watched an interview with Miss Nevada speaking, and the voice even, like, it's not like super masculine.
And I mean, it's hormones.
Yeah, I mean, yes, a lot of hormones, a lot of surgery to be able to look like that. But
and then we don't know if what surgery she may have had. We don't know if she's transitioned to be a full woman down there. Like, we don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
if we talk about that or not.
But there were pictures of like swimsuit pictures and all of that. Like, you just wouldn't know. Like, unless, like, I didn't see hands or feet.
The tuck method.
The tuck method. Okay.
I've heard that. I have heard people use that. I have a friend who's gay, and he's told me so many things about blown away.
Wow.
You'll be blown away by some of like the tricks and different things to like hide the tuck method.
Yeah.
What it's called. It could be called something different now, but a couple years ago it was called the tuck method.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
I feel like, I mean, based on the pictures, it looks like the surgery's been done. Like, everything's done. Yeah. But I don't know. But like I said, I wouldn't know. Came up to me in the club talking. I probably wouldn't know.
And that, do you think that's dangerous?
Yes, I do think that's dangerous.
Okay. So if she came to you, Miss Nevada.
Yeah.
Came to you in a club.
Right.
And I know that you're like anti-relationships. I know that's not your thing.
Where are you going with this, Lisa?
I'm about to tell you. So Miss Nevada came up to you in the club. We know for a fact, regardless how pretty, how or dope she is, she's not gonna be your girlfriend.
It's not gonna be anything. It's a man.
I'm just saying, we don't know this yet. We don't know this yet, Tone. So you're in a club, Miss Nevada. Conversation is great.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are, the conversation is great, so the drinks are flowing, you know? And it comes to the time where you and her are wanting to be more familiar with each other. And so maybe you take her somewhere, or she takes you somewhere, you go somewhere where you guys are alone, and she didn't tell you yet, like you said. Her voice doesn't sound masculine. Her body looked like it was a woman. She's pretty in the face.
Yeah.
A conversation is intriguing. And you guys get to where you guys are alone. And then she tells you, what are you doing? Are you just going to leave? Like,
I'm out. You're
not even going to say nothing? You're not going to be like, this isn't for me. I respect your choices, but
I'm probably going to be upset. Like, I feel deceived. And I'm also going to be thankful that nothing went down.
What if you kissed her, though?
Then I'm gay.
Wait a minute, Tom. No, you're not.
Listen. If you
no, kiss, you're not.
If a man kisses a man, you're gay.
You didn't know it was a man. You're not gay.
I don't know, man.
No, a man. If, no, a, no, Tom.
What?
You said it so fast that I'm gay. No, you didn't even know. Oh my God. Yeah, people get hurt. I've seen like stories about that type of situation where they thought it, the man thought it was a woman and it wasn't a woman.
Yeah.
And they like assaulted them and got physical with them. But then again, I've seen some people from the transgender community that's like, why do we have to tell?
And nah, it's you have to tell. That's not fair.
That's a secret.
Yeah. You have to tell. So anybody out there listening, like, listen, you have to be upfront with people about that. That's not right. It's being deceitful. And especially like in that case where it's like, it is hard to tell based on just strictly appearance. It's hard to tell. Like I said, I haven't seen hands or feet. Those could be indicators, like maybe, you know, but as far as just looking at the face,
hard to tell. Like, does it bother you that nowadays you have to kind of like extra look or extra examine or?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something to be aware of. I think, more and more so now, especially with like, I mean, this is a prime example, like with the surgeries they're able to do. I mean, listen, that looks like a legitimate woman.
Yeah.
Listen, this is beauty pageant quality surgery. Like,
I wonder how she, like when she entered the pageant, like I'm pretty sure they have to fill out paperwork. So I'm wondering if like on the paperwork, does it say male, female? Does it say gender? And does it say?
They knew she was transgender. They knew that because there was another pageant. I don't know if it was the Miss Nevada pageant like last year. There was another pageant and Miss Nevada said that she was treated differently during that pageant when they found out she was transgender. Like they didn't give her a roommate. All the other girls had roommates and she didn't get a roommate.
I don't want to be in her room.
Lisa, why not? We're inclusive, right? I mean, what do you mean?
Inclusive. That doesn't mean I have to share a room.
What? Why?
Because we're born a man.
you just said that she's a woman.
I would want to be in a room with, I would want to sleep in a room with her if I could have my choice.
You wouldn't, you said.
I wouldn't.
Why?
I don't think I would feel comfortable.
You just said she's a woman.
I just also said I don't think I would feel comfortable.
But why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Because she was born a man. She's born a man. It would be, honestly, I'm not lying. It would be weird to me. It would.
Yeah.
It would be so weird to me because no.
No.
I don't even want to sleep with, I don't even want to room with strangers, period. If I have to choose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, we appreciate your honesty.
No. All right. And I'm not going to treat her differently in terms of like conversation and respect.
But you don't want to share a room.
I don't want to share a room with you if I have my way.
I understand and I respect
that. I would hate to have been runner up.
Right. Imagine that. You lost a beauty pageant to a man.
That's what people going to say.
Yeah, because it's true.
There's some beautiful transgender women out there though that are like, I'm like blown away.
Well, this is a prime example where you wouldn't know
something because they're just whoa. I would have never guessed it.
Yeah.
I guess that's the point.
Well, I mean, that is the point, right? I mean, you know, if they're trying to be a woman, they're going to go as far as they can go. I mean, listen, that budget, that surgery budget must have been crazy.
Man, I I gotta watch her. I gotta watch the interview. I want to hear her.
Yeah, watch the interview. Like, when you hear the voice, it's not super masculine.
But there are some women who have a masculine tone, raspy voice too.
Her voice really wasn't raspy though. It was just, I don't know. Like, if I didn't know that she was, because I looked up the interview to hear the voice. Cause I'm like, well, what does the voice sound like? So I went in knowing already. But if I didn't know, and they would just say, hey, this is Miss Nevada, and I heard the interview, I wouldn't think anything. Yeah, maybe her voice is a little like, but like you said, some women do have a deeper tone to their voice naturally.
Yeah.
Oh, so fellas, always look for that Adam's apple. Size of the hands and size of the feet. That's what you got to look out for now. Because
ladies, what do we have to look out for?
Listen, but it's not the same though. Right? Like, I mean, if you kiss a girl, it is what it is.
It is no for me, because if I don't want to kiss a girl.
I know, but it's not as bad if a girl.
I mean, I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna be like you and say I'm gay. But I would be betrayed and feel deceived. I have a friend that's bisexual, and she keeps, oh my God, she every time I see her, she just shoots a shot. And I'm like, I don't want you. You're beautiful, but I'm not into girls. Sorry, I'm just
shooting her shot.
Leave me alone. Jesus, leave me alone.
Hey, you gotta appreciate her for trying, right? I mean,
yeah, she's really persistent. She's very persistent. She's like, I'm gonna get you drunk one day. I'm like, see, that's what me and you. We're gonna fall out because I don't have time to be worrying about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Being, you know, sociable. So
you gotta keep your eye on that one.
She's funny.
All right. Well, I think we both agree.
Okay.
Let's move on. So actually, this is kind of in the same subject though. Did you see the mother in LA at the spa snap over the trans?
No, I heard about it. Did you tell me about it or did somebody else?
Maybe I did. I don't know, but so do you know like what the story is or?
Because it was a man, it was a transgender woman.
Woman, yes. But like dick but all not, out in the, well, like walking so through. Didn't have the surgery. Just said, hey, I identify as a woman. So I'm going to go in the woman's locker room at the spa. And there's little girls in there, you know, kids, underage girls or whatever, women in there. And dude just comes in there walking through with his dick all out.
See, that's the issue I have, right? No, that's not appropriate.
She snapped. She went to the front desk and she said, look, you got a guy in there. And the spa basically said, like, our policy is you can go in whatever locker room you identify as. And she's like, no. Like this, like she said, like this, he has a dick. Like he's walking around naked. There's little girls in there. Like, we don't want to see that. We don't feel safe.
Yeah, it's a man. Oh my, I would have been so livid.
She was pissed. She snapped. And
because that's not fair.
But the law is that you can go in the locker room that you identify as.
Yeah, you're not supposed to discriminate. I understand
that. So what do we do with this, Lisa? Because you don't want to discriminate, but at the same time, now there's going to be, let's just be honest, there's going to be weirdos who take advantage of this and they just say, oh, well, I identify as a woman, so I'm going to go in the woman's locker room and you can't do anything about it.
See what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't know how we can, there has to be like a different type of facility. It has to be another category.
So you think there should be a transgender bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
So can transgender men and transgender women go into this transgender bathroom, or there has to be essentially four bathrooms?
I don't even know. You know what? How about this? If you haven't had the surgery
to
change your anatomy, then you have to go into this transgender bathroom.
But you said earlier, Lisa, the surgery, it's about what somebody identifies as. The surgery.
No, I understand that, but you're using the bathroom. Like you said, there's kids that use that bathroom. Like, how are you supposed to explain that to these kids? Like, this, right. People be too young to have to have to talk about certain topics, I feel, are too mature for certain groups of people, kids.
I agree. I mean,
they don't need to know. You know how your mom, back in the day, I don't know if your mom did, my mom used to say all the time, if I was like being around grown-ups when they're having conversation and I'm just around and I'm trying to put my two cents in, and she'd be like, stay out of grown folks' conversations.
Right.
It's just too much that you're like exposing someone's child to, where they haven't even had the opportunity probably to even let them know what is happening.
Right. I agree.
All they know is little girls use the women's bathroom, little boys use the male's bathroom, and they go to the bathroom and they see a man or a woman from top to almost bottom, and then a man, that's like alarming. It's alarming.
Yeah.
It's alarming to me as a grown person. It's alarming.
Yeah. I agree 100%. It's just,
you can tell I'm black every day. You could tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no secrets.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know how to be inclusive, but also respectful of everybody. I don't know how to be.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. It has to either be everybody can go in whatever bathroom they want to, or you have to go in the bathroom that you are biologically born. That's just how it is. And that's not being a bigot or being non-inclusive. That's what it is. Because listen, we've said it before, I'll say it before, I honor whatever you want to do, you can do it. But if my niece is in the bathroom, I don't want a grown man in the bathroom with her.
That's just period. Not it.
It's not it. And anybody who says otherwise, I don't think you're being honest. Like, you don't want your young daughters around a grown man walking around with his dick out. You don't want that.
But you know what's funny, Tone? Some people really are, they don't care. And some people are very passionate about
you're right.
The opposite.
Yes, because there was actually an article written by, I don't know her name. She's a writer for maybe Washington Post, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And it was about a pride parade in, I want to say Philadelphia. I think she's from Philadelphia. And so this woman reporter is married to a man, but the man has now decided that he's a woman. So now he's like transitioning. And they have, I think they have two kids, like young kids. Mm-hmm. And they took them to the pride parade. And the article that she wrote was basically saying how children being exposed to kink, like kinky behavior. That was the title of the article, something like children should see kink, something like that. She was saying like, it's good for them to be exposed to this. So they took her to the parade and she was talking about how like the floats were going by and there were like, you know, dudes with like rainbow suspenders and like things hanging off their nipples, like in thongs, like spanking each other. And she was like, this is good for my kids to be exposed to this because I don't want them to feel basically like their sexuality to be stifled by society. And I'm like, yo, that's child abuse. Like you're really like exposing these kids. You're fucking their brains up early on. Like they shouldn't, no kid should be exposed to that. I'm sorry. It is what it is. And I don't care if it was a dude smacking a woman on the ass and it was heterosexual stuff. They shouldn't be exposed to any of that sexual stuff, whether it's, you know, gay, straight, whatever.
Yeah. I agree. 100%. 100%. Like we used to have to, when we watched movies, my mom and dad used to make us turn around when it was like an intimate scene or.
Yeah, you gotta cover your eyes.
Cover your eyes. And it was a man and a woman. Cover your eyes.
Right.
So it's not like we're discriminating against homosexuality, but we're just like, it's a time and place. And kids are too young for, they need to just worry about being a kid.
Just be a kid. Just enjoy your childhood. Have fun. Hang out with your friends.
Go to school. What you identify as later, or who you like or love or attracted to. You can worry about that later. Yes. It's gonna be time for that.
All just that'll come.
Yeah, just be a kid. Enjoy what kids, I don't even know what kids enjoy these days because it's just so tainted. But right. Just enjoy not having to worry about those decisions yet.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And that's why, like, too, there's been a big pushback. Like, some people advocate for giving kids hormone blockers, like pre-puberty. Like, if a boy says, I identify as a girl, they'll give him hormone blockers so he won't go through puberty and become a man. And it's just like, yo, the kid is 9 years old. Like, that's not right. Like, when he's a grown adult and he chooses that, cool. But,
oh my gosh,
10 years old, 9 years old, whatever. That's not a good thing.
You can't make your decision.
You can't make your decision like that.
Most kids rather eat candy all day.
Yeah, they're not even at the age of sexual consent, but you're allowing them to identify as this or that and get put on hormone blockers?
I think that's too much. Now, if you have a 9-year-old boy who, I don't know, maybe he got it from school or something. I don't know, because there's a lot going on in schools too. But maybe he comes home and he says he wants to be a, I don't know actually what I would do, but maybe he comes home and says he wants to be a princess. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean he wants to be a woman, or that doesn't mean he should get the surgery or get the hormone blockers so he could transition to being a girl.
Yeah.
Sometimes kids' imaginations are just that. They might see a princess, and because they're not even thinking, oh, that's for girls or that's for boys, they just see it.
Yeah.
And it could just pass. My cousin, I'll tell you about my cousin, rest his soul. He had nothing but sisters.
Yeah.
Until his younger brother was born. But he had a long time before his younger brother was born, and all his cousins was really females. So we would jump rope. And he would jump rope every once in a while.
Yeah.
And he would get picked on sometimes.
Like teased for jumping rope?
Yeah, he got teased for jumping rope because they considered that not to be something that a boy would do.
Yeah.
But he's around girls. He's around his cousins older than him. And he wanted to jump rope every once in a blue moon. He wasn't even good at it. He just really wanted to just be disruptive, to be honest. He just kind of wanted to disrupt the game. Mm-hmm. And then that was it. He wasn't he didn't play with Barbies. He wasn't trying to be a girl or anything like that. Yeah. He just, had my aunt really honed into that and let's get him a jump rope and let's, and really encourage that. It could have been a different story.
Yeah.
He just wanted to jump for a second.
Yeah, I mean, kids are malleable. Like, you can form them. You know what I mean? So like you said, if your aunt would have ran with that and been like, oh, let's get him a jump rope. Let's get him some Barbies. He's impressionable. That could definitely shift the course. How do you feel about that? Like little boys playing with Barbies. Are you good with that?
I don't think I would. It depends on how they play. I don't think I would mind it too much. I've seen little boys play with Barbies and their G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
I've seen them take a Barbie and play with their G.I. Joes, and they're like, you know what I mean? I've seen that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a little boy take Barbies and actually dress them and play with them like I did when I was a kid. I've not seen that, but I've just, so I don't know. But I've heard parents be like, don't do that. Don't play with that. That's not for you. I've heard that too. And then the little boy looking like he did something wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest.
You're not going.
No, like if my nephew wanted to play with Barbies, yeah. Nah. But if my niece wanted to play with G.I. Joes, all right. Why is that though?
Why?
I don't know.
Because I think you will be more prone to accept. I think you'll accept your nephew and your niece for whatever they choose to be when they get older. And choose to love when they get older. I feel like, as long as they're not harming anybody, I feel like you would be accepting. But I feel like you would be more accepting of your niece if she turned out to be a lesbian versus your nephew being gay. I think you would. I don't know. I think you would.
No, you're right.
Find it more.
It's easier to accept.
And that's how society is. They accept women as being.
And I think
gay.
I think a lot of fathers would say the same thing about their kids. Like if their son came home and told them that they were gay, a lot of dads would have a harder time with that as opposed to if their daughters came home and said that they were lesbian.
Well, my dad told me. My dad said, he made it clear. My dad he's homophobic. My dad was clear. He was like, you gay, you not my daughter. I was like, dang, daddy, whoa.
Yo, how old were you when he had that conversation with you?
I was like 16, 17.
Yeah.
And he had, my mom and my dad separated when I was about 16, 17. He went back to Philly and we stayed in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was getting into some trouble, but it wasn't like with the girl, you know.
I was going to say, like, did you do something like that?
I didn't. I was actually like with boys. Okay. And he just was like, no, I know what it was. My cousin, his favorite niece.
Yeah.
Told him she was gay.
He was like,
and he lost. He flipped out. He flipped out on her.
Yeah.
And
then he let you know, like, look.
And he was like, he told me and my sister. My sister was like, I think she was engaged. She didn't get married to who she was engaged with at that time, but she was engaged. Yeah. And my dad was like, if y'all ever told me you were gay, you're not my daughter anymore.
He's disowning you.
And I was just like, and I didn't take offense to it then because I don't take offense to it now because I'm not gay.
Yeah.
But if I was gay, that would have been my.
And he was dead serious, huh?
Oh, he's dead serious. My dad, he discriminates.
Yeah.
I gotta tell him to chill. I'd be like, Dad, you tripping. Like, he's stereotypical too with it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Dad, you can't act like that. He don't care. I told him I wanted to move to Atlanta. He said he would not ever visit me.
Really?
I was like, why? He was like, because there's too many gay people who live in Atlanta. I said, Dad, there's gay people where you are. There's gay people that probably live right by you. Your next door neighbors are gay.
Like Atlanta. Atlanta is like, it's up there. It's like one of the top. It might be the top now.
Well, Minnesota is not too far away from that list. It's like high on that list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So I didn't know that.
There's so many places. So you're not going to visit these places. Yes. There's gay people? Like, what?
He said, I'm never coming to visit you.
He's never coming to Atlanta. He's like, yeah. I have no interest in going to Atlanta.
Your dad sounds hilarious.
He's a mess. That's what he is. He's a mess. I check him every time. I said, what about people being racist towards you? Like, how you feel about that? He's like, I don't care, but I'm not gay.
Oh, man.
Like, Dad, maybe that's probably why we're not so close, because he's just so close.
That's funny, man.
That's my dad.
Yeah. Before we move on to the next topic, somebody sent this to me too. Kind of talking about the locker room stuff we just talked about, but there was a teenage girl in Iowa who went topless in a boys' locker room because she said she identifies as a boy. And there's nothing they could do because that's what she had. Boys were
going crazy too.
And this was actually there were grown men in there too, though. It wasn't like at a school, like it was like a men's locker room. So there were like men and boys, and this teenage girl came through topless.
I just think that could just
I don't know where it ends, like I said, because there's a dilemma, like you said, how do you be inclusive, mm-hmm. but then also lay down some type of regulation?
Yeah, because that could be dangerous. It could be a pervert in there, and that pervert could have took full advantage of that person.
Right.
Because they're sick in the head. Not saying that you should have to do this or do that because someone else is sick in the head.
Yeah.
But you're naked, exposing something. I don't know.
They're going to have to do something, though, because just anybody could take advantage of this. Any man can just go into like a gym and say, I identify as a woman. I'm going to go in the woman's locker room. And they can't do anything about it. Or I can see guys like trying to go to the mall, and they go to a store and they go in the dressing room and they go in the women's dressing room. Why? But you can't stop them because they say they identify as men. They could have a beard and all of that. But if you say you identify as that, the law says you have to respect it. People are going to take advantage of it. So they have to rethink some of it. They have to rethink some of it before it gets out of hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. I wanted to talk about Sha'Carri Richardson, the Olympic athlete who was suspended because she failed her drug test for smoking weed. What are your thoughts?
So, at first, I thought she was suspended and was going to be able to still compete because I guess her suspension, like the date of her suspension, was going to end before the next for the Olympics.
Yeah.
But I guess not. I guess they're like, she can't compete at all, right?
Yeah, I think because the length of the suspension, it takes her past the Olympics. So she won't be able to compete.
So I'm conflicted with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you why. I'm conflicted because, one, we all know that the marijuana laws are basically being dissolved.
Right.
So, you know, we know that.
As they should be. I think weed should be legal. If alcohol is legal, weed should be legal. I mean, but go ahead.
And then two, I guess where she was smoking, it's legal where she was smoking.
Yeah.
So that part of me is just like, yes, come on. But then again, I have another part of me that, you know, as an athlete that's in competition, you are supposed to have a set of guidelines. And I believe smoking marijuana, I believe that is like, you know, not something you're supposed to do.
Right.
You're not supposed to do any drugs, be under any type of influence. And I think all athletes know this.
Yeah.
So that part of me is like, come on, girl.
Yeah.
You knew this.
She knew. She did.
She knew this. And no, we, and I know people are like, oh, it's not a big deal. And da 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 da. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. No, it's not a big deal because they're dissolving the laws. It was legal where she was smoking at. But at the end of the day, if it's in her paperwork and it was told to her and she knows this, I'm torn. Yeah. I want her to run just because I feel like weed ain't nothing. But again, I understand that these are the laws for the sport that you're in.
Yeah.
These are the rules, I mean, for the sport that you're in. So it's just bad. It's a bad judgment on her part. And I know that she's going through things because her mom passed away, and I understand that.
Right.
I could get that, and that's sad, and you know, I understand people use that to cope. I can understand that, but it still doesn't negate the fact that these are the rules. So, how you feel about it?
Here's how I feel about it. So, to point out what you said, she was going through it. She used it to cope. Her mom passed away. Isn't it crazy though? Like, She could have got blackout drunk and everything would have been fine. But she smoked a joint or a blunt or whatever, kick back.
Yep.
And nope, you're suspended. So it's a rule. It's a bullshit rule.
It's a bullshit rule for sure.
Because it's not a performance enhancing drug. Nope. I do want to shout out to her though, because she's only 21 and she was really mature about it. You know, yeah. I think a lot of other athletes would have been like, oh, I don't know, the test is messed up, or I didn't do it. I don't know. She said, no, I did it. And I know I shouldn't have done it. And I take full responsibility for it. So yeah. Salute to her for, you know, standing up and being an adult about it.
I mean, you can't really.
You can't
argue it, but you really can't argue it.
Right. Right. So it's unfortunate because, man, she threw away millions. Millions. In sponsorships, endorsements, all of that. I mean, she's fast, and she was our best shot at a gold medal in that competition. I think Jamaica's probably gonna get it. But yeah. So yeah, it's a bullshit rule. And you know what also is ironic, and this kind of ties into the transgender thing. So Shikari Richardson is banned from the Olympics for smoking a joint. But New Zealand is sending a biological man to powerlift against biological women. And that's
we talked about that.
It's not, that's what I'm saying. Like, you smoke a joint, you can't be in the Olympics, but you can take estrogen and all these other hormones or whatever, have procedures, this and that. Still a biological man, far stronger than women, and you can go and powerlift against the women. It's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. It's definitely not right. Yeah, it's not right.
No, it's not. So it's unfortunate. I wish you would have made a better decision. Let me ask you this, though, because some people were saying it's racist. Do you think it's racist?
No, I don't think it's racist. I don't think that this is racist. I think that.
Because everybody has to take. Everybody takes a drug test. Like, not just the black athletes. Everybody has to take.
Everybody takes a drug test. I don't think it was racist.
And you know, they're saying the U.S. Olympics is, you know who the most upset is besides Shikari Richardson about that she's not going to be there? The U.S. Olympics are upset because they had a shot at a gold medal with her. They want her to run. Yeah. They want her to be there.
A lot of people were comparing her to Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps got suspended and he didn't even fail a test. There were just some pictures that floated around of him hitting a bong and he got suspended for 6 months for that. And he didn't even fail a drug test. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
when I first seen it, that wasn't the first thing that came to my head at all.
Yeah.
The first thing that came to my head was like, dang, that was the first thing. Like, dang, girl, like, you knew this. Yeah. And then I like started reading about her story. And then I read about her mom passing away. I was like, oh, dang it. You know, then she said it too, that she was using it to cope. And then I start seeing it, you know, comparing about like if it was a white athlete, then I start seeing that. But I didn't see that. I didn't think that right away. And I didn't see that right away.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, she knew better.
Yeah.
And that's why she's not fighting it.
Right.
Because she knew better. She knew better.
Yeah.
The laws are crap, but also, you know, you got to use better judge. You can't let nobody, you can't let yourself get you disqualified. This is your dreams. This is what you want to do. You got to like be on your square because they're going to try to find, if they can, they're going to try to find anything
for you not to compete. But no, I don't think they are. They want her to compete.
I'm just saying, you just got to be, you can't be smoking weed. Like you, right. Like.
Yeah, you got to follow the rules.
Find it, they gonna find it because you're good. She's good. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, most people that are really great at something, there's people who want to knock you down. I'm not saying it's us. I'm just saying there's people, you're in competition.
Yeah.
And you're looked at. Everybody, all eyes are on her.
All eyes are on her.
Yeah. Because of how fast she was. And then she's the nails, the hair. Like you're doing this attention, you have a lot of attention on you.
Yes. Yes.
And people don't like you. So
you know what's funny too, Lisa? I want to point this out. People don't like her. There were, when she won and like was qualified and all that, there were people roasting her and going at her the way she looks. She's this, she's that. And then turn around and then she gets suspended. Some of those same people are like, oh, you know, they're trying to come to her defense. It's just like, why would you roast her in the first place? You were hating in the first place, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I heard so many things. She first won. Oh, she's ghetto.
Right.
Those nails, she should be disqualified for a nail. Right. Her hair is distracting and all that stuff I heard about. Again, you have so many eyes on you. So that people are trying to come at your character, trying to come at like how you look, that's everything. So you're in the public eye. That just wasn't really smart at all. That's all I'm saying. It's just like, be on your P's and Q's. If you are in a competition where people know that there are people who love you and want you to do good, and then there are people who are going to try to find things. That's something that clearly you fucked up on.
Yeah.
But like anything, they'll go to your background. Anything they can find, they will try to knock you down from being great.
Yep.
Especially in a competitive sport like this.
Yeah, for sure. It's and you know, the Olympics only come around every 4 years, so she'll be 25 next time. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
I just can't stand it for her. And this, I already know that this probably is like, she probably going through it, but it's like, girl. Yeah.
I know. And it's just millions, Lisa. Millions of dollars she lost out on. Millions. She's a... Oh, man.
Well, did she lose out on everything?
Well, I mean, these brands aren't going to... They're not going to give her the endorsements that they would have given her prior to this. She's not going to get those Olympic... If she would have gone to the Olympics and won a gold medal, which she had a very good shot at getting the gold. Oh, man. She's on Wheaties boxes. Come on, man. She's doing Gatorade commercials, Under Armour. I mean, come on. It's endless.
Man, I just wish there was like, I don't know. I just wish she didn't take that route.
Yeah, I know. So there's a petition out. I think it has like 350,000 signatures so far, trying to get her back on the team.
I would sign it. I would.
Yeah, I would sign it too. I really do think that it's a bullshit rule. I mean, it's a rule though, so you have to follow it, but it is bullshit. So
somebody, I said this white lady, news lady was like, you can tell it's more than weed, it's steroids too, because steroids make your nails long like that.
Fuck out of here. Those are fake nails. You kidding me?
Like, what? What? Like, you make no sense. She was really adamant about trying to pin steroids on her too.
Wow. Nah, that's bullshit.
Cut it out.
Yeah. All right, let's you know, we didn't talk about this last week, but we should talk about it. Olympics related. You and I might disagree on this, but I would like to get your take on it. So Gwen Berry, hammer thrower. She's the woman that turned her back on the flag when the national anthem was playing.
Wait, hold on. Before what's a hammer thrower? Like, she throws a hammer?
Yeah, no, it's like it's not an actual hammer, but I don't even know what it is. It's some type of weight, and you like spin around and you toss it. And
agree that some of these like
some of these events
are like ridiculous. How far can you throw this, and how can, I'm like, it's just ridiculous, but so
like the top three, I think she finished second or third, so the top three stand on the podium to get, you know, she qualified, they play the national anthem.
She didn't stand on the podium, right?
I think she stood on the podium, but she turned her back when the flag played, or when the national anthem played, she turned her back on the flag, and they put like a shirt over her face that said activist athlete or athlete activist or something like that. So she caused some backlash for that, obviously. And we talked about this a few episodes ago, how the Tokyo Olympic Committee said, don't bring that shit over here. No type of protesting, none of that. You're going to be punished for that. I don't know if they'll take your medal away or what they'll do, but they said, don't bring that here. We're not doing it. We're here to compete and celebrate our countries. So she got backlash because obviously people are like, it's disrespectful to turn your back on the flag. So what are your thoughts?
Is she representing us, right?
She is, yeah. She's from the USA.
Oh, okay. That's what she wanted to do. Now she has to, you know, whatever kind of, I guess, consequences comes with that, you know.
Well, there really isn't, there aren't any consequences. I mean, she's getting backlash. People are talking, but like, she's not like stripped of her spot on the team or anything. She qualified, and as far as I know, she's going to the Olympics. So there hasn't been any backlash in the US, except from people talking.
That's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like you know that you're in a competition and you know what team you're playing for.
Yes.
So if you know what team you're playing for and you're really not rocking with this team because of your political views. Mm-hmm.
Which you're entitled to have.
Which you're entitled to have. Please have sure. them. I want everybody to have their own political views. Yes. No one should ever think the same. But if you know this is your team. That's like me and you on the same. We're on the same team. Our podcast is on the same team.
Yes.
And we go for the biggest podcast convention awards or something, and we're competing.
Yes.
Because I disagree with how we get down as a podcast.
Yeah.
And what we stand for, I disagree with it. And I feel like it's a disadvantage to me in some kind of way. I'm not going to compete with y'all.
You're not going to play on the team.
I'm not going to represent Twin City Tone Podcast. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
That's just me.
I agree with you 100%. I'm like, look, if you feel that strongly about America and you hate America that much that you can't even stand to look at the flag when they play the anthem, why are you competing for America? You're going to have the flag on your uniform.
And at the end of the day, if you're winning, they're going to say you're American. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So it's just like this. If you feel that strongly about it, why don't you really take a stand and boycott the Olympics? Sit out. But she won't do that.
Yeah.
She won't do that.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Okay, we do agree. Wow.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I understand. And then again, like, I understand that, you know, she could be mad and she doesn't care for what America stands for and all that. I'm not saying that she was wrong in doing what she's doing for the reasons why she did it. I'm just saying I wouldn't be representing us like that. If I hated us so much, I wouldn't be representing us in a competition and like do all this and then get to the end or get somewhere and just kind of shit on us.
That's why I feel like, does she really feel that way? Because if I feel like if you really felt that strongly about it, you wouldn't even be going to the Olympics as a USA athlete. I don't know. It seems fake to me. We'll see.
Did she say anything?
Yeah, she tweeted something about it. I don't remember what she said exactly. I mean, she wasn't like apologizing for it. She was just like, oh, you know what? She said they played the national. She said it was a setup. She said they set me up. They weren't supposed to play the national anthem when they were up there. And but the committee said the national anthem plays at the same time every single day. So you just happen to be up there. It plays at 5:20 every day. It plays like in at different moments throughout the day, but 5:20 is one of the times that it plays every day. And they just happened to be up there and the national anthem started playing. So they're like, it wasn't a setup. It plays at the same time every day. You could check the log. Every day it plays at this time. So I don't know.
And then, you know, some people would, you know, they want to spark change in a different way. You know, maybe she knew all along that was going to be her MO.
Yeah, and maybe, but
I don't know.
But kind of like to your point, and I agree with this, like if you hate the country that much, don't represent it then. Don't go to the Olympics. Sit it out. Boycott it.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Mr. Jell-O Pudding Pop himself, Bill Cosby. He's back on these streets after being released. I think he did 3 years of a 10-year sentence, maybe. I don't know how long he was away for.
I'm not laughing about it in that way.
But he's out. And
Pop himself. That's what I'm laughing at. So for people who think I'm laughing because of the situation, no.
What are your thoughts on Bill being back on the streets?
I was surprised. It wasn't like everywhere. Did you see it everywhere?
No.
It wasn't everywhere, and which I thought that was weird. He's such a well-known staple that the case was so like widespread.
The case when it was happening was everywhere.
The case, right. The case was so widespread.
Yes.
And the verdict and all of that, that you would think him getting out of jail would be as widespread too, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Why do you think it wasn't?
Well, the prosecutor fucked up really bad in this, and that's why he was free. I mean, I don't know if you saw the details of what happened, but basically, so the prosecutor came to him and said, you know, we have a civil suit. We're going to charge you with the civil suit. We need you to give a testimony and admit to what you did, you know, in the 70s and 80s or whatever, drugging these women. But we will not use this testimony in a criminal case. So he's like, all right, fuck it. So he went in there, testified, but they ended up using some of that against him when they brought the criminal suit to him, which they can't do that because they gave him their word that they wouldn't be able to use that. So, yeah, I mean, he got off on that because they were dishonest.
You tell me he's lost. And this is just only going by not saying that he's innocent. Let's just say, look, he lost his reputation, his legacy, his time.
Well, like, he's not innocent because he admitted to doing that to multiple women in the 70s and 80s. Now, there was another one in 2002 or 2003. That's the one they were trying to get him on too. And he said, I didn't do that. He goes, I'll sit in jail before I admit to that. I didn't do that to her. So he was standing strong on that one. So he
admitted to drugging the women?
Yes.
He did? I don't remember. It's such a long time ago. So many other cases have come about. I don't remember him admitting to drugging.
I don't know about all, like, there were like 30 of them that came forward. I don't know if he admitted to all of them, but he admitted to some of them that he did indeed give them quaaludes in order to sleep with them.
Let me read it. Hold on.
Yeah, look it up.
Hold on.
Because like I said, that's what got him. They had him do that testimony in the civil suit, but they weren't supposed to be able to use that in the criminal suit, in the criminal trial. But they did. And that's not right. So whoever that prosecutor is needs to go back to the law.
It says in his testimony, Cosby admitted to casual sex involving recreational use of a sedative. Mm-hmm. It didn't say that he drugged them though.
Casual use of a sedative.
It says that he acknowledged that the drugs were illegal. Mm-hmm. So I thought the whole Bill Cosby thing was there was drugs, there were women, there was sex did happen.
Yeah.
But it was consensual and he wasn't like drugging, like actually giving the women drugs. He was providing it. And if you wanted to take the drug, you take the drug and then things happen.
Oh, I don't know. I thought he was like giving them drugs on the
low. Yeah, no, he didn't admit to that. He didn't admit to that.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong then from what I read. Because honestly,
60 women.
Hey man, that's Bill Cosby though. You know they were beating down his door.
Well, it says he was accused by 60 women of rape, drug facilitated sexual assault, sexual battery, child sexual abuse, and sexual misconduct.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know about all of that. But
yeah, it says he's maintained his innocence and repeatedly denied the allegation made against him.
Okay. Well then, hey.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I thought it was such like a. Of course, we know why it was such a big case, but I just thought I didn't think that he admitted to that.
And I mean, listen, if you're hanging out with a woman and you break out some drugs and you're like, you want some of this? Like, I'm, you know, we're all adults. If she takes it, I mean, and the sex is consensual.
Then it's no one.
I'm not advocating like pushing drugs on people. I'm not advocating, you know, forcing yourself sexually on somebody or anything like that. I'm saying if you're partying with the girl and he brought some drugs out and she wanted to do them with them or whatever, like, all right. I don't know.
It's my that's the thing about T.I. too. They're saying that that's like the same situation with T.I. Like, he is having these parties.
Yeah.
And there is things happening at these parties, and they have like tables set up of anything and everything that you could possibly want to partake in, if that's your, you know, you have your drugs of choice and all that there. But it's not like him forcing you to take it. Now, if you take it, you take it.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, and he's been vocal about that. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know. It's a slippery slope, though, because you're not in your right mind once you're on drugs, once you're, you know what I'm saying? Once you're, I don't know. I've never done anything besides smoke weed.
Yes.
And drink alcohol. I don't know what any type of drug really does to a person besides watching like documentaries, shit like that. But it don't look like it doesn't look like they're able to make decisions for themselves, good decisions for themselves.
That is a slippery slope. You're right. And I mean, think about that. Like, as a man, like if you, and I mean, that happens all the time with alcohol. If, you know, you're out, like a guy's out with a girl and they're drinking and they get drunk and they have sex and the girl wakes up and she's like, I didn't consent to that. I was drunk. You can get into some trouble. So you got to be careful. Be careful out here.
You do. Yep. You do. So, but yeah, I thought that, you know, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I think the whole thing is great.
Yeah.
It's just tainted my childhood.
And you know, Bill Cosby, he caught a lot of flack. He had like I don't know if it was a commencement speech at a college or something, but he did some type of talk, or maybe it was an interview. I don't know, but he was very critical of the Black community. He was like, we need to pull up our pants. We need to stop stealing.
I remember that.
And all that. And he caught a lot of backlash from that. So like when this came around, a lot of people were like, that's what you get, you know?
But you know what? I don't like that. So I remember that time because people were like, before cancel culture was a thing.
Right.
They were trying to do that to him.
Right.
They were like, oh, he's a sellout. He's an Uncle Tom. He doesn't care about the Black community, which I know for a fact isn't true, because we're from the same place. And I know of a lot of stuff that he's done for the culture.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's the thing that I don't like. We have to be able to accept our faults too. Like, nobody is ever walking around here with no faults or things that they can't improve upon.
Right.
We got to take accountability for our actions. You know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
Yeah, I didn't find anything wrong with him saying we got to be better and we got to save money and we got to stop making babies out of wedlock and we got to take care of ourselves and we gotta pull up your damn pants. I don't wanna see it.
Right.
So when someone of Bill Cosby's status says that on that platform, I hate that community looks at it as like, oh, he shouldn't have did that. He dissed us. He ain't for us. No, it's the total opposite. He is for us. Why you can't give constructive criticism to your own people?
And let me ask.
He's labeled as like an Uncle Tom.
Yes, I'm really glad you said that, Lisa, because I want to know, like, why do you think that is? Like, the people who come out and say, who point out our faults and our criticisms and what we need to improve on, they are labeled as sellouts, Uncle Toms, coons. You know, you know, you're trying to tear down the community. You don't care about the Black community, all of that. And like you said, it's actually the opposite, and that's the way I see it too. Like when he's saying that, he's not saying it from a place of hate. He's saying it from a place of love. Like, yo, I love us so much that I want us to be great. And this is what we need to do better. Let's improve. But that conversation always gets shot down. And I think people are hesitant to say it because they don't want to be labeled a coon or an Uncle Tom or a sellout. So the conversation doesn't get brought up as often as it should. But why do you think that is? And why does that continue to happen?
You know what? I kind of look at it, I don't know, but I kind of look at it as, you know, being on the defense when someone tells you something. Like if my friend might tell me something and I might be on the defense because she's right. But maybe I'm not ready to hear what she has to say.
Yeah.
Or maybe I don't want her to say it to me. Or maybe there's some shit I already know that I'm dealing with myself. And so instantly I'm on a defense. Because I guess people just don't like to be told anything about themselves.
Yeah.
People want to walk around like the shit don't stink. People want to just think that, you know, they don't need correcting. I don't know how to change that mentality of thinking.
Yeah.
I do know it's something that I've struggled with before, just like the constructive criticism or thinking that is that hate or is that really helping me? And as I've gotten older and mature, I realized that most of it was coming out of a place of love and wanted for me to be better. Yeah. Versus, oh, they just hating on me. You know, but right. I think we have to come to a place of maturity, and I think we have to come to a place of accountability and being like, okay, our community is not only fucked up because of this and this, but it's our doing too. You know, and really like he said, do the work.
Do the work. Yeah. I mean,
you think about it, if you do the work, you're gonna get results.
Yes.
You're going to get results. Now, it might not be like working out. It might not, you might not get the results the next day.
Right.
No, you might not
get the results. It's not going to be instant.
It's not going to be instant. So I can see how you could give up and be like, man, it ain't us because the results aren't here. But no, you got to keep at it, and you're going to get some results. You're going to get some results. It might not be all of the results that you want, but it's going to be better.
It's going to be better by making better decisions equal better outcomes. And like, and that's why I say too, like there's that study that was done that found that 97% of people in America, I think we talked about this before, regardless of race or anything, 97% of people in America will not live in poverty if you do these three things. Graduate high school, mm-hmm. get a full-time job, don't have kids out of wedlock. If you do those three things, you will not live in poverty. It's pretty much guaranteed in America. Mm-hmm. You see, regardless of race, but it's like—
Wait, say it again. You said—
Graduate high school.
Did that.
Get a full-time job.
Have that.
Don't have kids out of wedlock.
Don't have them.
You see what I mean? And you're prospering because of that. So
yeah, I'm not in poverty, but I'm not rich either.
Right, right.
But I'm cool.
But you're cool.
I'm comfortable, but I want more. I definitely want more.
Of course, we all want more. We all want to continue to strive and get better. But, and that's why I'm saying, Lisa, like, this isn't to be critical of you, but this is where, like, I think we disagree on some things, like, or even at the beginning when we're like, we don't celebrate the 4th. I get there's an evil history to the country. I will never deny that. Of course, slavery, racism, what was done to the Native Americans, it's horrible. Our history has some ugly sides to it. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to tell people is, look, man, in 2021, right now, based off making good decisions, you can win in this country regardless of your race. That's why I say America is the greatest country, because regardless of your race, regardless of skin color, regardless of any of that, man, woman, regardless of your sex, if you do the work, like you said, if you put in the work, if you make the right decisions, you can win and you can excel. And like Lisa, not to cut you off, but I want to say this. Because sometimes I'm like, I don't think Lisa believes everything she says, because you are a prime example of good decision making. You've done it the right way. And that's why you are where you are, because you did it the right way. Mm-hmm. Just think about it like this, right? So like Lisa Moy did all those things. Now you can take a white male, right, who has all the privilege, supposedly, drops out of high school, doesn't have a full-time job, and gets a girl pregnant. you're going to do better than he is because you made decisions that are better than his. It had nothing to do with him being white or you being black. You made the right decisions. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
That's it.
Yeah. No, and I want, I mean, I'm not, there's a lot of things that I'm not celebrating anymore. And it's not just because of like racial or, you know, it's, I don't celebrate Christmas anymore. You know, there's just things that I just don't do anymore as I'm getting, again, older and maturer and learning things for my own self, and seeing what I like, what I don't like. Easter, like there's just things, like I celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but I don't celebrate the rituals of Easter. I don't know what the bunny and the eggs and the dressing up and, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, there's things that I just don't celebrate anymore.
And that's like saying I celebrate, you know, the birth of Jesus, but I don't believe in Santa Claus and, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that's, I mean, you know, I still, you know.
But I'm saying for me.
What you're like, saying, yes.
For me, you know, and I'm trying to get out, like for Christmas, I'm trying to get out of the buying people stuff only on Christmas. And like, I'm trying to get out of that because I just really don't believe in that. I think I have got so far removed from actually what it's about.
Right.
That I can't, I want to take all of it away. I want to strip it down. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just the 4th of July. It's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. It's freaking Easter. It's even like just birthdays sometimes. I'm just kind of like, just do a lot. We just do, I feel like we, my family for sure, we just do a lot for no reason. What is the reason? What are we celebrating here? So let's make sure we know what we're celebrating. And as I come to find out what we are celebrating, I don't necessarily agree with it at all. So I'm just trying to like pull back for myself. So again, it's not just the 4th of July.
Yeah. I got you.
It's a lot of things that I'm just not with no more. That I'm just like, I don't think my spirit don't sit right with that anymore.
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, like, I really want people to, you know, like when you talk with somebody who's come here from another country, and they see like how good we have it and the opportunities we have, they're like, man, you guys are like spoiled. Like you don't even see what you have.
I agree.
And I just want, and I'm not pointing this to you. I'm just saying in general though, there is a large number of the population that's like, fuck America, fuck this place. Fuck, you know, and it's just like, yo, if you feel that way, like, why don't you move?
Yeah. Like,
and people say, hey, you can't move overnight. I'm not saying you can move overnight, but you can start taking the steps. But I guarantee you, when you move to whatever country you think is going to be better, you're going to want to come back. It's being honest. So I want people, not just Black people, anybody who feels that way. Yeah. If you really start looking at the opportunities we have here and you start making better decisions, like Lisa said just earlier, and like I'm saying right now, follow those three things. Graduate high school, get a full-time job, don't have kids before you're married. Three simple things that you can do. And you can win in this country.
I definitely think there are decisions and choices that you can make to better your life.
Yes.
Completely.
And you know, but there's not always going to be equal outcome. Like you can make the same decisions as me. We're not going to have the same outcome. But the cool thing about America is we have the same opportunity to make those choices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if things can, you know, if that outcome is different for people, you got choices and you could do a different route.
That's what I'm saying.
I like that. You can pivot. You can get up every day and be like, I don't want to go left. I'm going to go right. Or I don't want to go right. I'm going to go straight. Like, as long as you are, like, alive.
Yeah, as long as God is putting breath in your lungs, you still got options.
He gives you freedom to choose where you're going to go. Are you going to go to St. Paul today, or are you gonna go to freaking Minneapolis? Like, you got choice. You don't have to just say, it's just St. Paul, or it's just Minneapolis. You're choosing that.
Yes, 100%.
That's your choice.
That's your choice.
You group, you have the ability to choose better for yourself. There are options for you for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, that's good. I'm glad you said that. And, you know, even when I've been critical of things, I'm never coming and pointing things out from a position of hate. It's like, it's love. And it's just like, yo, I see how we're doing and we could be doing so much better. And this is what we could work on. That's it. It's never from a position of hate ever. I just see the potential and I want everybody to win. That's it.
And I think for us, like you and I, cause we went back and forth a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
At the time, and I never thought you was ever trying to be just like malicious. I think again, it was just I respect your point of view, but I just wasn't trying to hear
it. Yeah. It's all good.
I never thought you were trying to just like. I never was like, oh man, Tone just. Really trying to do a 30, and I never thought like that. I have thought like, why does he think like that? I've thought like that.
Yeah.
Or what experiences and stuff does he see that I don't see, or what does he recognize that I don't recognize? You know, I've thought like that, but I've never thought like, oh, he's trying to put us down, or he's an Uncle Tom, or he's a no. I never thought like that.
That's good.
We don't have to always agree.
Right, and we probably won't.
Yeah.
We've been agreeing more lately, though, Lisa.
I know.
Uh-oh.
We're going to have to talk about something else to get us to disagree.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Nah, it's cool, man.
Wiz will be happy.
Yeah. Wiz will be happy, man.
That's funny. All right.
Yeah. Well, you got anything else you want to talk about tonight?
I'm trying to think. That's like something worth talking about. Maybe. Okay, so this is like bothering me.
Okay.
So you know I love Beyonce.
Yeah.
Have you seen what they've been saying about her? They've always said that like she's part of the Illuminati. I've heard that a couple of times. But they're like really going in on Beyonce, saying that. So it was a performance that she did. I think it was at the Super Bowl. I'm not sure. Or it could have been Coachella.
Okay.
And she did like some type of movement. And, oh gosh, it's so freaking scary. And like the way she did like this movement, it could be the computer. It could be like people changing it up. So I don't know. But it looked like a demon, like.
What?
I'm gonna send it. You have to
send it to me. I haven't heard anything about this.
Everywhere. Oh my god! And it's so scary. And so you know me, I kind of dig. Once I see something that's interesting to me, I want to kind of know more about it.
Yeah.
I'm digging, and I seen this other thing that they said that like she transitioned to a demon. And her face didn't look weird.
Yo, you got to send this to me. I have to see it now. So this isn't a recent performance. This is a past performance.
The past. You know, they're just, you know how they pick people apart.
Yeah.
So TikTok. So there's this like group of people on TikTok that kind of like is saying who sold their soul to the devil, who's part of the Illuminati. Why?
Yeah.
And it's just really interesting. It's like interesting. They're conspiracy theories. Like it's just really interesting, and because I love Beyonce so much, when they talk about her in this way, it makes me feel. I don't know. It makes me feel bad.
But for you to say like when you watched it, you were like, ugh.
I watched both videos and I was like, if this was the camera, it's a good camera trick.
Is it at the same performance or this is different performances? Uh-oh. So multiple times.
The first one was at Coachella. And, they slowed it down and told. I swear she did look like a demon. Oh, God. It's just the image in my head. It was so scary.
Well, as soon as we're done, please send this to me. I got
to
see it.
Both the videos to you. Are you on TikTok?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, okay.
I never really post anything, but I am on there.
I never post really anything either. I just go on there to look at people's videos.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send you that. But it, okay. So what I'm saying, I say all this to say, do you believe in like Illuminati and not like believe that you will be a part of it, but like do you believe that these things
that exist?
And like, and if they do exist, do you believe that it's like as wild as like sacrificing people? And
I don't know, okay. But because I mean, they were saying like Jay-Z's Illuminati, and that's why his nephew died in that car crash, and Kanye's Illuminati, that's why he had to sacrifice his mom.
It's a lot of people. They got so many conspiracy theories, man. And it's so like, it's like, oh.
Yeah. But then it's like, everybody loses people, right? Like, everybody loses people. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know that I completely believe in the Illuminati, but I don't know. Stranger things have happened. I think there's a lot out there that we don't know about.
They break it down. They said, so the guy who was talking about Beyonce was just talking about how Hollywood is just demonic anyway, and what Hollywood means and how it stems from a tree that witches used to make their wand out of.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like, and I got to do my research on that. I didn't look that up, but just like hearing that type of stuff was just like.
I mean, I definitely think, and I see it now, like with Hollywood and with the media, like, yeah, I think there's bigger forces at play that do, you know, push agendas and get it into our minds and whatnot. I mean, I don't know if you've seen like some of the backlash that like Nickelodeon got recently, like during Pride Month, but they were like, they had like cartoons with like transgenders in them and stuff like that. And people are like, hey, my 5-year-old kid watching this, like, we don't want him exposed to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, they do push agendas. That's for sure. It's dangerous.
Even though Obama's pushed that agenda.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been looking at stuff and I've been like.
You see it. You see what it is. I mean.
I'm like, what is really happening? But we'll never know.
We'll never know.
So this is all a conspiracy theory, but I'm going to send you those videos.
Yeah, we got. Let's talk about this next week too with Wiz, because you know Wiz is the conspiracy king. So I would love to hear what he thinks about this.
Yes, I'll send it to the podcast. I'll send it. Yeah. I don't know if he is on TikTok, but I'll send it to the podcast.
I don't think he's on chat. TikTok, but yeah. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Right. That's it.
Cool. Well,
into these.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we covered a lot of topics. This was a good episode. We've been going for like. Yeah. Man, hour and a half.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Good job, Tony.
Yeah, good job, Lisa Moy. Appreciate you. And appreciate everybody rocking with us. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we will see you again next week, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YouTube. And Lisa, I have a surprise next week. Not a guest or anything, but some new like software stuff we're going to mess around with. So it should be fun.
Oh, I got some stuff. Wait, stay right there.
Okay.
Not good at this
time. What you got?
Can you see it?
What's that? Oh, what is that? Oh, like a holder? Like a stick?
No, it's a Superstar Essential Vlogging Kit.
Oh, okay.
So it comes with like lights and a stand and the microphone and all that, so I can do the podcast.
Nice. Yeah, I mean,
I just don't understand.
Well, now you got a week. You got a week to figure it out. You figure it out.
I'm trying to figure it out.
That's cool, though. Yeah, no, it's cool once you get your lighting going and everything like that.
Yeah, I got like three different lights in here. So we'll see. I'll figure it out. I'll call you if I have any issues.
Yeah, yeah. Let me know. I'll help you with whatever I can. I'm not the most technically savvy, but we do what we can, you know?
Okay, cool.
All right, Lisa Moy, I will see you next week. Enjoy your week and take care.
Bye.